Welcome back to The Ping. This is episode 211. 211 episodes of us bringing you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about. With us today is a special guest host.
Yeah, it's Rick without the hat.
It's Rick without the green chili hat.
Yes, right. This is how I look like without a hat.
So we sent Rick to Europe.
Exactly.
And we brought Europe here.
Yes, that's, almost. I'm Heike from Germany. I'm a technical evangelist in DX as well. And yeah, I'm here for shadowing for the next couple of weeks, and I'm joining you now for the Ping Show.
Say, we are excited to have special guest hosts here. You told us, mix it up a little bit. Let's get some new faces here, and so we did. So, welcome to Ping, and let's see what people said last week. This is where we get to talk about what Rick did while he's not here.
Yeah.
So, it's good. Waldemar, which is not like Voldemort.
Sounds German. Waldemar. Yeah.
Says, plus one to the keep pinging card. If that was you, thank you. Last week we got some postcards actually delivered to the show, some fan mail. And
of
one
course.
Of them said, keep on pinging.
Yeah, so we will. Keep on sending postcards.
Yes, please do. We'll give you the email address, the physical address at the end of the show if you'd like to. But his favorite game from the previous generation was Bubble Bobble. I don't think that was the previous generation. Bubble Bobble, did you ever play Bubble Bobble? This is probably an 80s game, now that I remember it. You were two little guys, you played co-op, bouncing around on bubbles and trapping, and you had to get to the end of a level. I played the entire thing, all like 110 levels, back in college. It was really good. Pierre Cove, can you get more info on Halo 5? I think there was more on E3. We'll talk about E3 coming up in the very beginning of the show. And thank you very much for a haiku. We asked people for haikus. Microsoft Surface, I have to shell out my cash. Can I get one for free? I don't know of a one to get one for free, so I can't
do
help
Do we
you
get
out
one
there.
For free?
No. There's an event where I can go play with one for free.
Yes.
And then go buy one after. But that's the extent of special treatment
they
we get as Microsoft.
They are out now in the stores to look at them, right?
Yes, so they're at the Microsoft stores. You can pre-order them.
Yes.
And they're coming out.
But yeah, go there and have a look at them.
Soon, yeah.
So yeah, they are now out in the stores to look at them.
Yeah. And Martin Mine has some comments about the Skype translation. It's harder than it appears. I only say that because I cannot translate any language to any language.
But it's awesome. So I watched the video or the show with Saja. I can't remember the
Walt.
Yes, and the German the lady. Yeah. So she works in my office in Munich, and it was just awesome. So because I understood what she was saying,
right.
And then the translation was almost perfect. It was not accurate. But
not 100%.
Not 100%, but you can understand what the other person is saying, and it's amazing.
Right, right. The ability, it's making the world smaller, right? Just like, you know, we work across countries now, across time zones.
Yeah.
The ability to do that.
So face to face.
Yes.
It's not like sending emails, putting the text first in Bing Translator or something. No, you can really talk to each other and, yeah.
Context, facial expressions,
awesome.
All that eye contact changes conversation completely.
Yeah, so yeah.
Very cool.
And we have some countries, they don't learn English at school, so.
Much like we don't really learn other languages as much here.
Yeah,
I took
exactly.
French for a couple of years,
yes.
And je sais un peu.
Un peu.
Let's get to the show. Last week we promised you some news about E3. The keynotes have started and we have news to share.
Yeah.
The Microsoft Monday morning keynote brought a lot of content and more importantly, 100% games. Our VP, Phil Spencer, got up
that
there.
That is what the conference was for, right?
Right, but so there's it's, well, electronic entertainment.
Oh yeah, okay,
so it can
sorry.
Be lots of things,
yeah.
Right? TVs
yeah.
And other things, and we in the past have been more broad in our messaging about our TV capabilities
oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
all
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
90 minutes of games.
Wow.
Trailers, announcements, intros, updates, and the one article we linked to, or actually we're linked to a couple, the one from IGN is, every piece of news from Microsoft's E3 2014 press conference, everything you need to know, which is a great start. So let's do a quick rundown. Obviously, the big thing that people were asking about was Halo.
Yeah.
And we announced the Halo Master Chief Collection.
Yeah.
So coming out this fall, is a collection of Halo 1, 2, 3, and 4 with the original engines, every single multiplayer map, all playable on the Xbox One. So it's the everything
the
you wanted to play.
Yeah.
Everything you wanted to play on there comes with 4,000 gamer score if you're a gamer achievement person. And Halo 2, for its 10th anniversary, is being remastered in 1080p. So if you ever played the Halo 1 Anniversary Edition, they had the ability to switch between the original graphics and then the remastered one if you just hit the back button, and it's amazing. At any point in the game, you can just swap between them and see kind of like what you were playing 10 years ago versus like how much we can do now in the game.
So I'm such a bad Halo gamer, so.
Not a first-person shooter.
No, as soon as I enter the room or the game, I'm shot. I'm dead.
There's a story of Bill Gates playing and the original like beta builds of Halo on the original Xbox and how there was not a whole lot of killing on his part either.
Oh,
he's
okay.
More of the
yeah.
Pointing up in the
ceiling. No, I was hiding myself behind whatever and they found me anyway, so I'm
all right. I have friends that are much better, so I can play. I just can't play with them.
Okay.
They're just too good for me. Another big one is Forza Horizons 2. Got a bunch of updates and information and a release date, September 30th. So you are a Forza player.
Yes, yes.
Not first-person shooter, but that's a
thing. No, I still have, it's for the old Xbox, but I still have this amazing racing chairs at home, and yeah, that's fun. I have to update the hardware on them because the old hardware doesn't work for the new console, but I will do this as soon as Forza is out.
You got September 30th.
Yes.
Yeah, Forza 5 out now. This is going to be built on top of the Forza 5 engine, so get all the awesome, cool new graphics from that. We can go through. Oh, here's another one. The Forza 5. I'm going to murder this. The Nürburgring. So you can say
Nürburgring. Yeah.
World famous, long track.
Awesome
now,
track.
Now
awesome track.
For free.
Yes.
For Forza 5 as well. So.
Yeah. Awesome.
A whole bunch of more announcements. We can go through some more of them quickly. Evolve was one of my top picks. If you ever played Left 4 Dead. On the previous generations, this is very similar, where you can play four-player co-op. This is another shooter, so maybe not up your alley. but you can also play the monster. So it's not just four of you against some computer anymore. You play this giant monster with tentacles, and it's this asymmetric battle. So that's a cool one. Dance Central Spotlight and Fantasia Music, coming from our friends at Harmonix, back into those rhythm gaming. I thought something that was interesting is that Dance Central Spotlight is going to be digital only.
Oh.
Imagine it makes sense.
Yeah.
A lot of that is you're downloading music all the time off of it. You're not going to have a physical copy of all that. So making it all digital, modern day.
Yeah. Cool.
Right? Modern day whole deal of it. Exclusives. Scalebound, which they only showed a trailer they didn't talk about. But you're a warrior, you have a dragon, you're fighting dragons. You kind of become a dragon. I'm interested because I like dragons. Check out the trailer for that. Like, again, they didn't really show that much information about it, but it is an exclusive that's coming out and showed some really awesome action scenes in there. A new Crackdown for all orb hunters. That's more of your open world, jump around. When I say orb hunting, they have 100 orbs, or I don't know how many in this one, that you can collect. And the more you collect, the higher you can jump and the faster you can run.
Yeah,
so you want to track them all down. Now you're jumping from rooftop to rooftop across this entire
place. Jumping on rooftop sounds like Assassin's Creed.
And Assassin's Creed is a good segue. Assassin's Creed 5. I can't believe there's been that many.
It's really? No.
Yeah.
I only played.
Oh, I think it's Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yes, it's yes, exactly.
And this one is in the French Revolution.
It's awesome. I just saw the trailer, and when I remember back when I played Assassin's Creed, the first one and the second one, it was already a big difference between the two. And now it's just like, wow, look at the graphic. It's amazing. So yeah, can't wait to play another Assassin's Creed, even though I stopped playing them.
And play with friends. They announced four-player co-op.
Woo!
Throughout that as well. So gather your friends together, make your own brotherhood, if you will, of assassins.
Of course.
There was an entire additional interview with Phil Spencer after the conference. Mm-hmm. We also linked to that. That's available for you to watch. So go ahead, catch up on that article. It has every trailer, every announcement, and then watch the interview with Phil Spencer to get all of your E3 gaming news that we couldn't bring you here.
He asked me to kick off this one, and that's what I'm doing. It's all about
the World Cup.
The World Cup, exactly. So, and it's football.
football to the entire rest of the world.
Yeah, it's only in the US you call it soccer.
I may say soccer.
And yeah, okay, you may. But I call it, football. And I'm from Germany. I'm a huge supporter of the German football team, soccer team. And that's why I have my, whatever it is, my mom gave it to me to, at least have something to support my team.
While you're here. Yeah, so you're closer here, time zone-wise, than you would be in Germany. Rio's a little closer.
That's true, but look, in the morning, so for example, I think one of the German matches, it's in the morning at 9 a.m., so I'm not really up for, like, drinking beer and shouting and meeting other people at 9 a.m. So, but, and it's also quite difficult because all my friends are now in the beer garden, so we have those habits to go in the beer garden, have this huge mugs of beer, and watching the match on a big screen. It's quite not funny, but we have a Denglish word, so a German English word. It's called public viewing, and you know, in the U.S. or public viewing is something completely different.
Yeah.
So you probably call it show the games for the public or something.
Yeah, we would, I mean, in general, there'll be bars that'll be hosting, and especially for the World Cup, there'll be more certain bars or restaurants will become a home for certain countries.
Yeah.
So maybe the owner or the staff is from a certain descent, there'll be the
Spanish, the Mexican places, yeah.
The Italians,
I'm absolutely.
I'm of Italian descent, so I cheer for the Italians once the Americans get kicked out of the World Cup.
Quite soon?
No, it's dangerous being in the same group as the Germans this year, especially on this show today.
So, okay, but what do we have for you? So Bing predicts schedules, scores, and more. So if you look at the Bing site and you search for World Cup 2014, for example, they have a new experience website. It looks a little bit different, and you get all the news about the World Cup. So all the teams are listed, you can click on them, but also it's so interesting to read about that, how they did the prediction, do you call it like this? So they collected a bunch of numbers from the last years about the players, the teams, but also the weather conditions, where the people are coming from. And it's amazing what they put in it, in the effort, and the numbers to really get the predictions out of it. It's funny. It's really cool. Have a look at it. So that's the one. And I also do have like a little list of some gadgets. They're really funny. So one, for example, because as I was saying, we usually watch the games out in the beer garden or in the yard of someone at home. And of course you do barbecue and everything, and you need this awesome set of for the chief barbecue master. It's, how do you call this one?
It's so an apron.
Yeah. And you have like everything is in the football style. It looks funny. But more like the IT gadgets, we have, it's a soccer, what is it?
Oh,
it's a radio, right?
It's so an it MP3 looks. MP3 player.
It's an MP3 player.
It's a soccer
player.
MP3 player. I don't know if you want to kick it around. Probably not.
Probably not, but maybe just like.
Roll it,
yeah, exactly.
Trying to pick the next song to play.
Yeah, good idea. So, and then that's to keep fresh and cold your drinks. That's awesome.
The soccer the soccer fridge here is actually really, really cool. The football fridge.
Yeah, the football. Good. Fast learner. And then there's a football USB hub. That's awesome as well. And you can, what is this, cheese? Oh, no, it's the poo. crazy thing. So yeah, it's a football, and you can open it up a little bit and then plug it in into your laptop.
Get your multi-way.
And then have USB some, it's a USB hub. And I thought they're more like dogs.
They do. They look like little puppies. These soccer webcams.
It's a soccer ball webcam, and they come in different colors, and they look funny. So yeah, if you need some gadgets, or maybe a friend has birthday or something during the next couple of weeks, I think it's
weeks.
four weeks. The kickoff was today, and the final is on the July 13th, I think.
Yeah, so about a month full of world class soccer.
Absolutely, football. And if you are, we were talking about games, so I have a list of games as well. So do you want me to show them now, or maybe we put them
in the show notes, we can talk about them briefly.
Because they're really cool games out for free for the Windows 8 as well as for the phone. And I installed them yesterday all, and so I was playing on the bus, and everybody around me was like, what is she
doing? What was the one that grabbed you the most on phone?
So for me, it was FIFA 14, because it looks great, so great graphic, and you can just easily tap and swipe and shoot the ball. It was cool, I liked it. But there are also great apps to just get information about news and results and all about that. So we will put the list about the list I found about the apps I found at the end of the show.
Yes, exactly. Right down under the video. Speaking of getting the news and everything you need, if you're on the Xbox One, for example, there's now Destination Brazil. You should find it right in your homepage, and that is basically you go in there and that's everything you need. It's going to be news and reports and scores. You can also watch live. And then starting in a week or two is Every Street United, which is a reality show, an interactive reality show, where you watch legendary football players scout the world's most gifted undiscovered street stars. So these are just the kids out there that are playing in their neighborhood, playing soccer in the streets, or just who are
Sounds
into
nice,
it.
Yeah.
We're going to go out and find them, and you can also get that from Destination Brazil in her dashboard. Speaking of keeping up with things on your Xbox, an announcement just recently talked a lot about how Twitter will be a lot more immersive in your Xbox television experience. So you know how many TV shows nowadays will have a little watermark on the corner with the hashtag they want you to tweet with? Well, that is all now integrated into the Twitter experience on Xbox One. So if you look at the one guy, it actually shows it in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's an add-on or whatever it will be. And then you watch a show, a movie or something, and then you can really read all the tweets about that. And also if you special hashtags or something, you don't need to sign up with your Twitter account or something. You can just follow the hashtags. It's really cool. And if a certain person is on the TV, you can then easily follow this hashtag. So you get some interaction with other people about stuff is going on your...
Removes that whole like manual process of, oh, what was the hashtag? Let me go tweet it, look down.
Yeah.
Stop paying attention to the show you're just watching. It's all there in there, integrating the experience. Like you said, you don't have to sign up to read all the tweets. You'll get those just automatically. You'll have to sign up with your Twitter account to tweet. But you do that once and you should be good to go.
Yeah.
So, cool little add-on coming in to be a little bit more social with your TV view.
I love it.
We have some new announcements from our friend over in the Skype team. We have a remastered edition. It is called Skype 5.0, the remastered version for iPhone. And their tagline is, you were waiting for this, even if you know you weren't. It's a little creepy.
Nice.
But the new, it's a UX redesign that they say basically takes a lot of the learnings from a lot of the cross-platform, trying to deliver a consistent experience across platforms while still making use of some of the unique features of iOS.
I don't have an iPhone, but if I look at the screenshot here, it looks like the Skype I have on my Windows phone. So
it does. Like I said, more consistent. Yeah. So you see they moved some of the swipe pattern with the pivots, which works very well. It's a very fancy tabbing system if you think of it.
Yeah.
But it works really well on smaller devices.
Yeah.
Some other things is a much more improved performance in the app. They quote 5 times faster than the old version.
Wow.
Which
that's 5 times
really
is like
impressive. that's some engineering feat. That obviously is going to come with a smoother UI and interactions. iPhone users can start group chats right from the hub. And when you send messages or photos, it doesn't matter if the recipient is offline or online, they'll still get it.
Wow, yeah.
So a lot of stuff you'll get from the desktop and everything already.
And finally, offline.
And there's a lot more coming from multiple points of presence. So you have, I'm signed in on my desktop right now, and probably also my phone and my laptop that I'm running. So it's smarter about reading the messages and persisting that, have you read this across all your platforms?
Cool.
So it's a huge upgrade. Awesome for our friends who do have fruit phones.
Okay.
And you can get it now on the Skype for iPhone page.
Talking about other fruit phones or whatever. So there's another app out now, or let's say it's Outlook Web Access app. Yeah, but not for iOS. It's for Android devices, and it looks pretty cool. So you have your whole inbox, and you can read all your messages, of course, but also the design is quite cool, the calendar. So it's Outlook Web Access. What you need is an Office 365 account and a certain device that is has a specific screen resolution. And also, I think it's Android 4.4 KitKat or higher.
KitKat.
So yesterday when I put those notes into my OneNote and I read KitKat, I got quite hungry again.
Snack time follows.
Yes, I like KitKat. So yeah, that's another cool thing for
updates across your multitude of devices you may have. A cool new gadget for those of you who like to track everything about your life. This one is called Vessel, V-E-S-S-Y-L, Vessel. And it is an addition to the Internet of Things. This one is a cup. Now you may say, what can we do with
a cup?
It's like redesign the wheel, right? The quintessential.
You can put stuff in it.
A bigger handle.
Yeah.
Well, this one knows what you put in it, and they specifically say they're not telling you how. They don't. They won't tell you what sensors it has in it. But it said that it can identify over 100. Different items, everything from soda to vitamin water. I believe the reviewer here says it could tell the difference between Gatorade Cool Blue and Gatorade Glacier Freeze, which are two different shades of blue Gatorade.
I can change my business now, become a bartender. So like, because I'm not good in mixing cocktails, so I can use this one now?
But this is more for like, if I'm drinking throughout the day, it can keep track of everything that I've had, and you don't have to tell it. So right now, you know, a lot of people, if they track their fitness, how much they ran, what meals they had, if you're calorie counting.
I can misuse it.
That's also true. Yeah, like, you can track everything that you've given everyone.
Yeah.
But this one lets you automatically sync via low power Bluetooth to your phone and track how many calories you've had from beverages, how much caffeine you've had, which I know some people on this team could use this. Maybe they can set up leaderboards with the amount of coffee they drink on this team.
I want that.
So I believe right now they say the plan is to ship in early 2015. It is early in the process, but it doesn't matter. They say like it can measure sugar, protein, calories, fat, and caffeine inside anything you pour into it, even if you home make it. So if you make like a protein shake or anything.
We need to test this next year.
So if you want to send us one as a pre-release, we can show it off in the show. Yeah. We're willing to drink all sorts of things out of this.
We are.
But a smart cup makes awesome sense to me. I actually have thought of this a couple times. Never knew how it would work.
It's a great gadget. It's
so
cool.
Very cool. Check it out. We have an article from our friends at The Verge if you want to read more about it. And that's another episode of Ping. Ping episode 211 is in the can. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter all week. Join the conversation, hashtag Ping Show. You can follow me at Mark DeFalco.
Me at, Heike Ritter, but you can read the Twitter
we'll read it
account
there.
Down, yeah.
On Facebook, Facebook.com/ThePingShow. Our question for you this week is a twofold. I would like to know what you were excited about from E3, what game or other technology you're interested from in that.
Yeah, and I want to know, which country are you supporting in the World Cup?
You want to see if there's any more Germany supporters out
there?
Thanks for joining us. We will see you next week.